USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Americans still getting up and checking their Mega Millions tickets this morning, but we've learned a winning Mega Millions ticket for last night's huge jackpot was sold in Northern California. California lottery officials saying it was sold at Ernie's Liquors in San Jose, where the owner says he's excited that his store will be getting a sizable bonus for selling that ticket.
It means a lot right now because we were the lucky store that we sold the ticket.
The jackpot was up to $522 million, the fifth largest Mega Millions jackpot ever. If the winner takes a lump sum payment, they'll walk away with over $300 million. ICE is bragging that the shooter who killed two people and wounded 13 others on a Toronto street on Sunday was one of its soldiers. The man was eventually killed in a shootout with police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Just getting word that Fiat Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne has died at 66. Just days ago, he underwent some pretty serious surgery. A secretly recorded conversation between Donald Trump and his lawyer at the time, Michael Cohen, has been made public. CNN, the first to broadcast the recording from 2016, that reportedly deals with how the president was looking to buy the rights to the story of Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claims to have had an affair with Trump years ago. Trump's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says that's not what the tape says at all.
Cohen says that we need financing, and the president says, wait a second, what? The president did not know about this before this conversation, at least with regard to the transaction that we're talking about.
He was speaking on Fox News, a Georgia state lawmaker who dropped his pants and shouted the N-word while he was getting pranked on a TV show, now leaving office, Republican Jason Spencer announcing his decision last night. This is USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
A candidate supported by President Trump is now the apparent winner in Georgia's Republican primary runoff for governor. Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Kemp now becomes the Republican nominee who will run against Democratic nominee Stacey Abrams. The state's Republican governor, Nathan Deal, had supported Kemp's opponent, Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle. Singer Demi Lovato is reportedly recovering in a hospital after an apparent drug overdose. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Lovato was rushed to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles after being found unconscious in her Hollywood Hills home on Tuesday. TMZ reports the singer was treated with Narcan, which is a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Lovato's hospitalization comes just weeks after the singer, who struggled with substance abuse in the past, revealed she'd recently suffered a relapse.
And the latest on Lovato's condition is that she is awake and speaking to her doctors. And theaters could soon start showing the Broadway musical Hamilton. The Wall Street Journal saying yesterday Hollywood studios are bidding on the rights to a filmed performance from 2016 that features the play's former lead, Lin-Manuel Miranda. The journal says it could sell for over $50 million. Hamilton, based on a 2004 biography about founding father Alexander Hamilton. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.